Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levasol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
Week Tour 24 continues with six routes between Colby and Wichita, Kansas. Around 69 people from 19 United States traveled in 18 cars on those six routes, stopping at wheat fields every 15 to 20 miles along the routes as part of the Wheat Council's 66th annual Hard Winter Wheat Evaluation Tour. One of those routes took scouts into the Oklahoma Panhandle and across the northern tier of Oklahoma counties on U.S. 60 before coming north to arrive in Wichita on Wednesday afternoon. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Oklahoma Wheat Grower President Dennis Shainhalls, who said they saw more drought stress and ended up with a lower bushel per acre yield than on day one.
We saw same story, a lot of thin wheat, drought, damage everywhere, a little bit of a disease. But the most glaring thing that came out is we saw a lot of weed problems that began about the time we hit south of Cherokee and over towards Nash and Pond Creek.
Scouts made a total of 216 stops and found an average yield of 42.4 bushels per acre. That compares to 27.6 bushels per acre a year ago and 56.7 bushels per acre in 2021. Highest yield calculated was 101 bushels per acre, while one car found a field with an expected yield of just 5 bushels per acre. Farmers in the area reported that combines will probably start rolling around June 1st in south central Kansas. That's about 7 to 10 days earlier than average. There wasn't as much fungicide applied in the southern areas of Kansas because the stripe rust started coming on in a later growth stage. Wheat Tour will continue throughout the rest of the week. A final production estimate will be announced tomorrow. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought and extreme drought still at 0%, which is unchanged. Severe drought or worse also unchanged from last week at 5.91%. Moderate drought or worse also improving this week, now at 20.41%. Last week and now this week we're showing 12.13%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 32.64, also improved from last week's 48.38. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, west corner of Oklahoma Panhandle leaning around that 33 to 40% chance of rain through May the 25th. The remaining parts of the Panhandle, including western Oklahoma and the central part of the state, have about a normal chance of rain through the 25th. And then the remaining eastern part, about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through May 25th.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.